Today, we'd like to see the title of He Who Keeps Your Soul in Proverbs chapter 24 and 25. To the souls on this online world, through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Number one, in chapter 24, verse 10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. What does it mean in the context, and what can you learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 25, verse 2, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. What does it mean in this context, and what can you learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 25, verse 22, for so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. What does it mean, and how can we apply this to our lives? In the last time, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 25, they've struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake, that I may seek another drink? The tragedy of alcoholism is clear. A person controlled by alcohol faces constant problems. When alcohol takes over, it creates serious trouble. So, we must be very careful with drink. Chapter 24, verse 1. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. For their heart devises violence, and their lips talks of troublemaking. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Joy will never cease at home. As it is written, through wisdom a house is built. Raising children is perhaps the most challenging career in the world. It requires divine wisdom, understanding, and knowledge by holy fearing God. The cross reference right here. Verse 4, by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Verse 5, a wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. To fear God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. It is foolish not to ask the Lord for guidance. Verse 7. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. Historically, the city gate was the place of judgment and decision-making. However, the poor who doesn't fear God has no wisdom, being silent. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. Verse 8, he who plots to do evil will be called a schemer. The devising foolishness is a sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to man. God desires a pure life is free from sin. Planning evil spoils one's purity. Even if the action is not yet committed, for the devising of foolishness is a sin. Verse 10, question 1. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. When Jeremiah questioned God about his troubles, God asked how he expected to face the big challenges if the little ones tired him out. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. Do not complain, because today's troubles are training you for the future. It is a tragic to rely on your own wits. However, trust in the Lord's strength, and He will never let you down. So basically, don't complain. Ask the Lord. So to the Lord, you can do it all things in Christ for His glory. 11, deliver those who are drawn towards death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If we say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? Help others when you have the capacity to do so. You cannot claim ignorance, for he who weighs the heart sees all. God knows your inner thoughts and will render to every man according to his works. So Romans chapter 2, 6, will render to each one according to his deeds or his works. Verse 13, my son, eat the honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to your taste, so will the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. If you have found it, there is a prospect, and your hope will not be cut off. Just as honey is pleasant to the taste, so should knowledge be to your soul. When the Holy Spirit illuminates scriptures, it becomes sweet like honey in the heart. The wisdom ensures that your hope will not be cut off. Verse 15, do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not plunder his resting place. 16, for righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. Falling is not the end to the righteous who live by faith. While the wicked fall into calamity, a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again. Do not listen to Satan's discouragement if you fall. Get back up by the Spirit. 17 and 18. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls. David refused to gloat over Saul's death. 2 Samuel, particularly 2 Samuel, chapter 1, 16. Whereas Adam was punished for rejoicing over Israel's defeat. Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 12. To gloat is to put yourself in the place of God. God is the only true judge, and so don't gloat. Verse 19 up to 22. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor he envious of the wicked, for there will be no prospect for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin those two can bring. Do not envy the wicked, for the lamp of the wicked will be put out. Avoid meddling with those who are vacillating or rebellious. 23. These things are belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. He will say to the wicked, "You are righteous." Him the people will curse. Nations will abhor him. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. He will give the right answer, kisses the lips. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. A true friend provides an honest answer, which is as refreshing as a kiss on the lips. 27. Prepare your outside work. Make it fit for yourself in the field, and after it, build your house. Prepare your outside work and your fields before building your house. Carrying out work with the right timing and resources is essential for success. 28. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, for would you deceive with your lips? Do not say, "I will do to him just as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." Do not seek revenge. Vengeance is mine, God's. I will repay. Romans chapter 12:19 and Luke chapter 6:31 is a reference. If you commit your demands to him, he will be your shield. So now, verse 33 up to 34. I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Laziness leads to ruin. Poverty will come upon the slothful like a prowler. The Bible consistently encourages diligence of laziness. The practical instruction is worth more than rubies. Verse 25, verse 1. These are Proverbs of Solomon, which the man of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied. Hezekiah, the 12th king of Judah, honored God by having his servants compile these proverbs. Second Chronicles chapter 31, verse 21, so cross reference. Verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal or cover a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. What does it mean? It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search it out. While a king must diligently find the fact to judge fairly, God glorifies himself by covering our sins through his mercy. So that's why we should confess our sins. God will forgive you every unlawfulness and sin, even unknown sin as well. As the heavens of height and the earth of for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from silver, and it will go to silversmith for jewelry. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Removing dross from silver creates a vessel fit for use. The mirrors the work of the Holy Spirit, a refining process that allows His love to flow through us to others. Because the Spirit fruit, the fruit of the Spirit is agape love that flow out. 6-7, do not exalt yourself in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of the great. For it is better that he say to you, come up here, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. Do not exalt yourself in the presence of a king. Jesus echoed this, teaching that it is better to be invited to a higher place than to be humiliated by being asked to move down. That is cross-reference right there. So, verse 8, do not go hastily to call, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor has put you to shame? Verse 9, debate your case with your neighbor, and do not disclose the secret to another. Do not be in hurry to argue. Be slow to anger, and keep a neighbor's confidence rather than betraying a secret. Cross-reference James 1-10. Verse 10, lest he who hears it expose your shame, and your reputation be ruined. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in setting of silver. A wise reproof to an obedient ear is like an ornament of the fine gold. Beautiful timed words like apples of gold in settings of silver. Like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise rebook to an obedient ear. Verse 13, 14. Like the cold snow in time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. Verse 14, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. Whoever falsely boasts of giving is like clouds and wind without rain. A faithful messenger is a refreshing as the cold of snow in time of harvest. Conversely, someone who boasts of a gift they do not give is like clouds and wind without rain. Verse 15. By long forbearance, a ruler is persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone. Patience can persuade a ruler, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone. Gentle words can pierce the heart more deeply than force. Hebrews chapter 4, 12, you know, right here, God's word is like, you know, the piercing even to division, soul and spirit, joint and marrow. So, in that way. Verse 16, 17. Have you found honey? Eat only as much as you need, lest you be filled with it and vomit. Seldom set food in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. Even good things, like honey, should be enjoyed in moderation to avoid sickness. Likewise, do not overstay your welcome at neighbor's house. 18. A man who bears a false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and sharp arrow. Confidence is a faithful man in time of trouble. It is like a bad tooth and a foot out of a joint. Like one who takes away a garment in cold weather. Like a vinegar on soda. It is one who sings songs to heavy heart. Bearing false witness is as destructive as a sword wound. Lying on an unfaithful man in times of trouble is like a broken tooth. And singing happy songs to a heavy heart is as irritating as a vinegar on soda. So it's tasting ugly. Then 21. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And he's thirsty, give him water to drink. For sure you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. This heaps coals of fire on his head. This is interpreted as causing them to blush with the embarrassment of igniting a change of heart through kindness. So change of heart, to ignite, irritate, to change of heart. Paul cited this in Romans chapter 12, 9-21, and Jesus commanded us to pray for those who hurt us. 23. The north winds bring the forth rain, and backbiting tongues and angry countenance. Just as the north winds bring the rain, or drives it away in certain contexts, an angry countenance can drive away a slandering tongue. 24. It is better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. It is better to live in a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman or wife. 25-26. As a cold water to weary soul, so is good news from a far country. The righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring and a polluted well. However, a righteous man who gives way to the wicked is like a muddled spring, a tragic disappointment. 27-20. It is not good to eat much honey, so to seek one's own glory is not glory. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Seeking one's own glory is no good, like too much eaten honey. A man without self-control, like a city broken down without walls. He is defenseless and vulnerable to any attack. Self-control is your spiritual wall or protection. We covered all three questions and continue to keep on praying for us, all missionary. So this week particular is Palm Sunday. And a lot of Jesus ministries, so every day, 7 minutes, the chart, you know, Christ's death and resurrection chapter. So you may see that it's, God loved us so much, so God, you know, gave only His Son to everyone, you know, everyone, Jesus' life and the resurrection. You know, then, so each of them, you know, open heart and accept just Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior. Then, by God's grace, you know, each of them may be saved. So, very good. So, this one, think about that. The ministers might have a compelling motive to minister Jesus' shed, you know, the people. So, that one is a good example, excellent example through Jesus Christ. Okay, let's sing all together, Maranatha song, and brochure. May God bless you.